praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes. Are you glad on today that he spared your life once again? You know, there's some that was here on yesterday, not here today. And some that was here earlier today, and it's gone. Every time you turn around, somebody's gone. Matter of fact, I just heard this morning that a young man had just passed. I mean, it's just so much going on from day to day. But, you know, new mercy, new grace for you on today. You know, we just thank him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you, oh God, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us in these last and evil days. Speak through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over this nation. Turn their hearts away from truth. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you. We pray for those that are battling suicidal thoughts on today. We pray for those that are in the military, oh God, and those that's been in the military that's battling physical and mental and spiritual, oh God, conditions, oh God. We just pray on today, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families, over our mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews, and children on today. I plead the blood of Jesus on my children on today. I thank you for keeping them. I thank you for my great-grandchildren and my great-great-grandchildren. I just plead the blood of Jesus on my brother today, sister, nieces, nephew, relative. Oh, God, we just plead the blood of Jesus on today for pastors that are leading people went astray. And we pray for those pastors that are still yet holding on to the blood-stained banner, those that feel like giving up, oh, God. We pray that they will hold even tighter, oh, God, to your unchanging hand. We thank you and plead the blood of Jesus over everything on today that's not like you. We pray for those that are in bereavement on today, those that have lost loved ones, oh, God, and oh, God, battling different things in their mind, oh, God, the stress, oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus. I pray that you give them joy and peace in the midst of this storm, oh, God. Oh, God, that the storm will pass over, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are battling heart conditions and cancer and, oh, God, and sugar, diabetes, and just all types of ailment, oh God. Your word say that you are the Lord thy God that healeth thee on today. We pray for them on today and plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you. We plead the blood of Jesus over your body right now. Those that are wrapped in pain right now, we speak healing to you right now. We speak Exodus 15 and 26, Jeremiah 30 and 17, along with every healing scripture in the word of God, that you'll grab hold to faith on today and walk by faith and not by sight, and just trust in God's holy word. There is nothing too hard for God on today. And we continue to just plead the blood of Jesus over your heart, over your lungs, over your kidneys, over your red and white blood cells on today. Every part of your body on today where may be in pain, we plead the blood of Jesus. We said, peace be still in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you on today, oh God, for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God, help us to be a light and salt in the earth in this last and evil days. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. I tell you, so much going on from day to day, from minute to minute, or from second to second. Oh, my God, every day. And, you know, time is winding up. Every day we see, you know, violence filling the land. And, I mean, every time you turn around, murdering. Every time you turn the news on, somebody got killed or, you know, somebody raping somebody, somebody kidnapping. It's just so much going on. It's so much to pray for. If we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. Need him like never before. The enemy knows he's running out of time. And I know even though things seem like they're upside down, in and out, and oh God, and it just seemed like, you know, there's no way out. I'm telling you, Jesus is your only hope today. He will help you. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Just give him a try. You tried everything, and everything has failed. Please try Jesus. He will never fail you. You can trust him. You can talk to him and tell him all about your problems. And he not only will hear your problem, but he will solve your problem on today. He's a problem solver on today. As I said, I just see so much going on, so much taking place in our communities and just in this nation, you know, just so much to pray for. And today I want to talk about lies. That has gotten us in a lot of predicaments that people are in today. If you need to give your life to the Lord and he will take control of your tongue. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, there's a lot of stumps in the grave today because of people's tongue lying. Oh, my God, me and my brother was talking on yesterday, and, you know, we was just talking, and we was talking about, you know, seeing like, you know, people just don't get it, you know. You know, life will teach you some lessons, you know. Either teach you a lesson or, you know, or it'd be a blessing, you know, or, you know, many people have gone because of their tongue lying. Oh, I want you to examine yourself today. We all need to examine ourselves, see where we're at. You know, a lot of people lost their lives behind lies on today. So we want to talk about lies. I pray that I hit every subject I can to try to help somebody, you know. Yeah. Let's find out about lies today and what happened to people when they tell lies. People don't realize the dangers of lies. Danger. Danger. Me and my brother, like I said, was talking about, you know, how, you know, people just lie and they lie for no reason. It's just, I mean, you know, oh, my God. You cause a lot of problem by lying. Like, we'll teach you some lessons. Oh, my God. Well, we're going to talk about the Bible and teach you some the word of God will lead us and guide us into all truth. So we won't be lying and we won't be a liar. He said, a liar when terror in his sight, in God's sight. Come on, the Bible. What the Bible say? We're going to talk about what the Bible say. You know, sometimes you got to learn how to hold it and fold it. Me and my brother was talking about on yesterday. You know, sometimes you just got to hold it. Hold it. Fold your lip. Hold it. The Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you. Seek the Holy Ghost. Ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. He'll give you that peace that surpasses your own understanding. I'm telling you, I could not have made it this far if I had not had the Lord on my side. Oh, yes, if he didn't lead me and guide me. Oh, my God. You know, we need to tell the truth over a lie, y'all. You know, the Bible said be quick to hear, and slow to speak. You know, open up your mouth. Slow. Think about it. Think about, you know, things before you say it. As I said, everything you need is in the Word of God, and the devil knows that. That's why he don't want people to get into the Word of God. He knows the Word of God is power. Knowledge of God's Word is power. It will bring you power. Power to live right, talk right, think right, you know, do right, just righteous living. That's what the enemy don't want you to do. He wants you to be a liar. He wants you to cause, you know, chaos and confusion. Don't let him do it. Proverbs 18:21 says, it's going to teach us a lesson. It said, death and life is in the power of the what? Tongue. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Think about it. Think about it. What did I say? Death and life is in the power of the tongue. That's Proverbs 18:21. Pick up your Bible and read it. God hates lying. You see, he hates a lying tongue. The Word of God says in Proverbs 12:22, okay, it says a lying tongue, a lying lips, are an abomination to the Lord, but they that do it deals truthfully are his delight. See, I'm just so I'd be upset when I be talking about God's word and trying to get it over across to you. Let me slow it down. The word of God said God hates lies, y'all. Lying lips. A lying lip is an abomination to the Lord. But they that deals truly are his delight. He rejoices in it. He rejoices. He get a delight in it. But God hate lies. Abomination. It's abomination. Abomination are things that God hate. Bible makes it clear. It makes it clear. Now look, let's go to 1 Timothy 4:1. Yeah. I want you to listen and listen up clearly. God's word speaks to us clearly, soberly. He wants you to be sober-minded. It said, now the Spirit speaketh expressively in the latter time, meaning the last days, some shall, what, depart from the faith. It says some shall, not all, but some shall depart or leave the faith. And that's what we're seeing today. People leaving the faith. Leaving the faith in what? Their faith in God, in Jesus Christ. They're leaving it. And the Bible says right here, giving heed, what, listening to seducing spirits. Spirits just got you turning away and, you know, walking away and, you know, and leaving the faith. A seducing spirit takes things. It's like a seducer. When he's a man seducing a woman, he takes her over without her permission. That's what the devil wants to do, take you over without your permission. But you got to permit him. Come on. Come on. When you deny God's word, you're giving the devil permission. It said, and giving heed, listening to seducing spirits and what? Doctrines of devils. Doctrines are teachings. Lying spirits. Teaching. Doctrines of devils. Demons. Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Mean untrue. Oh, my God. So the Bible said that the Spirit speaks expressively, clearly to us today. Lying spirits. Do you know anybody like that? Just lie for nothing? Just lie all the time? Every time you see them, every time they come around you, just lie? You just know they're going to tell a lie before they leave. Lying. The dangers of lies, y'all. That's not good. Because, see, look, if you tell a lie one time, you tell it more than one time. And then if you tell a lie and you keep telling lies, and when you try to tell the truth, ain't nobody going to believe you. They won't believe you because they don't know when you're lying and when you're telling the truth. Come on, let's examine ourselves. Oh, my God. That's why so much going on and so many, violence filling the land. Come on, examine ourselves today. Don't be a liar. Don't be a liar. Proverbs 52, verse 3 and 4. We're just going to say what the word of God said. I don't have nothing to give you but the word of God. I love the Lord for real. I love the Lord. I try to serve him all I know. I try to be a light in the midst of darkness to the people that I know. Everywhere I go, I try to be a light. I try to be the same because Jesus said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even if you mistreat me or anything, you know, you forgive. The Bible said forgive. So, you know, you'll be forgiven. There's going to come something in your life that you're going to want forgiveness. So forgive and live. So many people sick because they're unforgiveness, don't want to forgive. You're holding things and it stresses your body, your heart. Your heart failed. The Bible said men's heart failed because of the things that's coming upon the face of this earth. And people are having heart attacks left and right. They stressed all out and everything. Sometimes you stress out because of lies. So we here at the Red Church just want to make a difference. We want to tell you, you know, to examine ourselves, all of us, not just you, me, too. The word hits me first. I'm bringing the word, you know, and I'm not a pastor and I'm not a preacher, but I love God and I try to live all I know and try to be an example to those around about me in this last hour because the Bible said, redeem the time for the days are evil, and they're certainly evil. He said, make good use of your time. When he said, redeem your time, Make good use of your time. You know, time is something you can't get back. You know, sometimes we look back and we say, oh, I wish I had did this, or I wish I had did that, you know, and it's too late. But, you know, so make good use of your time. Be careful. Be careful with your tongue. Be careful with lies, lying. Just don't do it. The Bible said it is Satan. He's the father of lies. And if he's the father of lies, he's the original. The originator of lies. Tom's trying to get twisted up here, but y'all know what I'm saying. And most of all, God knows what I'm saying. But most of all, I want you to know too, so that you can get it. Because we living in some dangerous time. You know, people are just... I'm telling you, the tongue is a powerful thing. You know, it probably not have created more wars than people we've been having with fighting war. People lie, you know, lie. Oh my God. Psalms 52 and 3 and 4 says, let's see. Thou has evil, thou loveth evil more than good. Some people love evil more than good, and lying rather than speaking what? Right. Lying rather than to speak righteousness, y'all. Telling the truth, telling what's right. I have to slow myself down. Thou loveth all devouring words. Isn't that something? Not some, but all devouring words. Devouring is something that hurts people or harms someone. Oh, thou deceitful tongue. That's what the word says. Thou deceitful tongue. Deceit. You know, unruly, untrustworthy. That's not good, y'all. That's not good. You know, you can lie and to yourself, and you can lie to everyone else, but God knows, and he hears your lies on today. Oh, yeah. You're in real trouble with God when you lie. You need to repent. We need to repent. Kick the habit. Kick the habit of lying, y'all. You're going to feel so much better. You're going to look better, feel better, because it's starting on the inside. And works as well on the outside. Somebody can see this change in your life. When you invite Christ in and you start changing, God sees everything. Oh, yes. Proverbs 30 and 5 and 6. That's what I'm giving you, the word. That's how we live, by the word. Only thing going to keep you is the word. Only thing going to save you is the word. Only thing can deliver you is the word of God. Oh, yes. The Bible says every word of God is pure. If it's pure, it's clean. He is shield unto them that put their trust in him. He's a shield. He's a protection for you when you trust in him. It said, add thou not unto his word. Don't add none to God's word. And the Bible said, don't take away either. But this is not the scripture. This scripture confirms the other scripture. It said, add thou not unto the word, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Come on. I pray that you go back to these scriptures. Take your time. I'm trying to take my time. Take your time and go back to these scriptures. I took my time. You know, God allowed me to take my time to find these scriptures for you. Any problem that we have, God's got the answer. The Bible has the answer for you. I don't care what you deal with. I don't care where you've been, what you've done. God loves you. He'll forgive you for any and every sin. You know? Except for blasphemy and speaking against the Holy Ghost. Other than that, he will forgive you of your sin. You may say, well, I was a drunk, or I was a murderer. He forgives sin. God forgives sin. We were all born in sin until we get born again. You're on the side of Satan, and you don't even realize it. When you come in this world, you're on the devil's side. He wants to keep those that he have and those that that have crossed over to the Lord's side, he wants you back. So those he don't have, he wants you back. And those that he got, he wants to keep. Now you got to make a decision whose side you want to be on. Only two kingdoms, kingdom of heaven and kingdom of Satan. You know, heaven versus hell. You know, and judgment day is coming. And the devil knows it. That's why he know he's running out of time. So he's trying to get as many people he can to steal, to kill, to destroy, and not repent. So they can go to hell with him. Hell was meant for only Satan and those fallen angels. It wasn't meant for nobody else. But the Bible says in Isaiah that hell has enlarged itself. That means it had made room for you. But it don't have to. It don't have to be you. You can say, no, not me. Mm-mm. I don't want to go to hell. No. Mm-mm. I won't go to hell. No. That's what you say. Proverbs 12 and 19, the Bible saying, lips are of truth shall be established forever. Forever. How long? Forever. But a lying tongue is for a moment. Just for a moment. Because, see, you know, you tell a lie and then you forget the lie that you told and you can't remember what you told. So that right there show right there whether it was truth or a lie. The Bible said a lie is like to listen to a person of a naughty tongue. Yeah. Yeah, a haughty tongue, you know. Proverbs 17 and 4, I'm just going through here. Psalms 119 and 163. Listen here, David expressing his sentiment about, you know, lying tongue. Come on. The Bible saying when he said, I hate and harbor lying, but thy God law do I love. That's something. Yeah. So I hate and harbor a lie, but thou God, to my God, do I love. Psalms 101 and 7, I'm trying to see this. He that worketh deceit shall dwell within my house. He that's not telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. So let me read that again. It says, and he that worketh deceit shall dwell within my house. He that's not telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Let he that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Psalm 62 and 4. The scripture says, now if I'm making any mistakes or reading too fast or whatever, you take your time and read it over. I'm just trying to get these into you. The scripture says that the people who delight in lies will bless you but with their mouth and curse you inwardly. So, you know, I mean, you be around people and you think, you know, they all for you and stuff and, you know, act like they blessing you. But lying. 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 Psalms 31 and 18. Talks about the lying lip be put to silence, which speaketh grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Psalms 120 and 2 says, if you are a liar, you need to pray this prayer. God will help you overcome. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You say, let these lying lips be put to silence, Lord, which speaketh grievous things proudly and contemptibly against the righteous. That's what you need to pray. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Colossians 3:9-10. It said, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, So you stop lying when Christ come in. See, you know, behold, all things become new. So where you used to lie, you stop lying. You don't be telling lies. You know, it said, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off. You got rid of the old man, the old you, the old way you used to think, the old things you used to do. And, you know, and you crossed over and give your life to the Lord. You put on the new man, okay? Verse 10 said, and have put on the new man. See, you get rid of the old man that you were born with. You're born with a lying nature. You don't have to teach a child how to be bad. We're born with that. We all, you know, had to be taught to do good and just, you know, do what's right, say what's right. You teach a child good things. You don't teach them bad. You try to teach them good things. Of course, we know that this world been turned upside down. Now you see the young people. I mean, I could not even believe what I'm seeing on different sites now. You know, the parents telling the children to cuss, telling the children to put up their middle finger and all these other fingers that are signs, and people tell me, oh, it's just a hand sign. No, the devil, when people can't talk with their mouth, they use their hand. You know, you ever been in a driving along the street and somebody cut off in front of you, or you cut off in front of somebody and they throw up their finger? Oh, yeah, come on, y'all. It said, and we put on the new man. New man is Jesus Christ. The old man was the devil. We were born with that sin nature. We were born in sin with that devil nature. You know, that demonic nature. But when Christ come in and say, and have put on the new man, I got Christ now. The way I used to talk, I don't talk no more. I don't cuss and I don't drink and I don't smoke. And all those things that I was doing that was bad and the spirit of the devil was driving me to do. And destroying my mind, body, and soul doing it. It said, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created me. Who created me? Jesus created you. He created you and me. Christians should never be guilty of lying. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. When you've been born again, you should not be lying. You should not be doing secrets and hiding and ducking and dodging and all that kind of stuff. No, when Christ come in, I'm going to talk about secrets too, if the Lord's will, after this one. But anyway, it said Ephesians 4 and 25 says what? Put away all lying. Come on, y'all. Put it away. Not some, but all lies. It say all lying. And speak what? The truth. The truth is what's right. Because we are what? Members one to another. That means we represent Christ and we're to be a light to one another. We're to be salt in the earth and light to someone that they can see Christ. And, you know, you come out of your darkness. Come out of sin. Sin is darkness and Jesus is light. So that we can, you know, give an account to one another. Stay in line with God's word and be an example to others, to each other. That's what it's saying. Exodus 23 and 1 said, Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thy hands with a wicked person, and agree to be a lying witness for him. It's telling us don't be an unrighteous witness. It said don't give a false report. You know, don't shake hands with a false report. You know, shake your hand with the wicked. You know, don't do that. It said put not thy hands with a wicked person. Don't go in agreement with them. They lying and everything. Lie you won't tear in Jesus' sight, y'all. Oh, yes. It says, Hosea 12 and 1, let us not be a person who lies increases daily. Mean, if it increases daily, it's growing. You keep on lying. One lie calls for another one, you know. But here we go in Hosea 12 and 1, Ephraim speaketh, feedeth on wind and falleth after the east wind He daily increases lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant with the Assyrians. That's what Hosea 12:1 is telling us, not to be, don't be hooked up with a person with lies and increasing it daily, doing it daily. That's what it's saying here in Hosea 12:1, telling us not to. Say, Ephraim feedeth on winds and follow after the east wind. He daily increases lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant. A covenant is an agreement with Assyrians, the enemy. Proverbs 12:5 says, a faithful witness. Come on, tell somebody. We won't tell the truth. A faithful witness will what? Not lie. He will not lie. A faithful witness. But a false witness will utter lies. Come on, tell somebody. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't lie. Don't lie about it. You ain't got no reason to lie. Some people just love to lie. You don't have no reason to lie. If you lie, repent and you know, ask God to forgive you and stop lying. Proverbs 10:18 says, Proverbs 10:18 says, arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hands, forget not the humble. Wherefore doeth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Here it's telling us, watch your company. See, people hide hatred with lying lips. They be hating you and lying about it. Watch your company. Like I said, people hate. Be hiding hate. They hide and hate with their lying tongue. They don't even like you. You know? So watch your company, your so-called friend. The Bible said, arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hands, forget not the humble, therefore doeth the wicked contempt God. He has said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. They say, it's okay. I won't be judged for it. It's not required. It's not required. That make me think about this. Oprah saying, you know, she was saying, if you want to be saved, she can show you how to do it. It's not required, but she can show you how to do it. I'm telling you, this world is just, it's so much going on, y'all. It is so much going on in this world. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. He's knocking at the door of your heart right now saying, please let me in. Why don't you let me in? You don't try out everything. Try me. Come on, every day he's tugging at your heart, and he and we're getting in a hurry because, you know, Jesus could come in a moment. The Bible said no man knows the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man shall return, but he's going to return. Oh, yes. I heard some people made a statement and said the other day that it was going to be the end of the world because of the eclipse. I'm telling you, nobody knows when the end of the world is coming but God. Only God, not even the angels. He said, you know, the Bible says in Micah 6:12, for the rich man, come on, y'all, therefore are full of violence. A rich person, full of lies. They tell you anything for money, tell you anything to keep their money. Oh, yeah, except for the rich man, the wealthy of the cities. They do anything for money, y'all, except for the rich man, therefore, are full of violence. They'll do anything, kill, do whatever. And the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies. Spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. That's where your tongue at, your lying tongue. Here's telling us that even a rich person, rich people tell lies, y'all. The Bible said, put no trust in man. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes in the Word. The Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. And if you do, repent. You know, the Word of God is perfect. We're not, but the Word is, and we live by it, and we give it out. That's a perfect Word. 2 Thessalonians said, let us now when a person, women, let us know. Lord help me. It said, let us know when a person refused to believe God's word, which is truth, the Bible will send a strong delusion. That's what the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians. Let us know, you know, that there's going to be a strong delusion. Oh, yes. There's a strong delusion. That's what we're saying today. There's a strong delusion in the body of Christ. It's a strong delusion in God's house. The people doing all this stuff, and you know, in God's house, and people so blind they can't see the truth. They actually think that this is okay to do the stuff they're doing in God's house. And people are what they say, co-signing it, you know, I mean, agreeing. When you are co-signing for a car or helping somebody, you're in agreement. And these people are co-signing what they see in church today. You know, just in and everything goes. Inclusion, include in and everything in your life. You can drink, smoke, cuss. Preachers doing everything. Killing in the church. And, oh, my God. Now, I think about that movie that they said, T.D. Jakes, the woman down loose. That was, I mean, to start killing. I mean, all it takes is one person to get an idea. And it just goes on and on. Now, people don't even feel safe in the house of God. That was one place you could, but the devil, you don't open the door and everything is not entered in the house of God. And the Bible said judgment must begin in the house of God. So judgment is beginning there because of all the stuff that came in. The door been swung open. And what her name, Paula White, said no more walls. That's the name of her church. So if you ain't got no walls, you ain't got no protection. You know? Y'all need to pay attention to all this stuff. It is so sad. It is so sad. Lies. Lies everywhere. Everywhere. Oh, my God. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians. Even him who cometh is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. That's what 2 Thessalonians says. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and what? Lying wonders. It didn't say true. It said lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because they receive what? Not the love of the truth. They wouldn't receive God's word. That they might be saved. People don't want to hear God's word. So that you can be saved. This is how you be saved, through God's word. He said that they love the truth, that they might be saved. God's word is a truth. God's word is a lamp unto your feet, a light in your path. God's word will lead you and guide you to all truth. Verse 11 said, and for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion. That they should what? Believe a lie. And that all might be damned. Damn mean doom. Who believeth not the truth. He don't want that for you. He said, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Enjoy it. People enjoy unrighteousness. People just enjoy lying. I mean, you know, just like it ain't going to come to an end. Everything coming to an end. Everything. For the rich man, poor man. That's one thing for sure. If you look around, I don't care how rich people been, how poor they been, or how poor they is, or how rich they are, they all have to die. Who can change that? If man is God, why he can't change that? Why he can't stop death? Even the richest person in the world could not save himself. The word of God warned us that you can't save yourself. What other book on the face of the earth tell you you can't save yourself? I know people say, we ain't got to believe that. Well, you don't have to. The Bible says a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You can be a fool if you want to be. He gave you a choice to be a fool if that's what you want to be. Or he gave you a choice to be a wise man and receive the word of God so that you can have the truth and you'll be saved. But the choice is yours. He said in Deuteronomy 30 and 19, he said, I'd rather that you choose I'd rather that you choose life over death. We're talking about life and death today in your tongue. Lying tongue. Come on, repent. The Bible says in Titus 1 and 2, God says, cannot lie. God's word cannot lie. That's what it's saying. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm just telling you that's what it's saying. God is not a liar. He cannot lie. He's not a liar. Psalm 63 and 11 tells you about, speaking lies can, that those that speak lies shall be stopped. They lying to you now. These lying preachers telling you you can do whatever you want to do, say whatever you want to say in God's house and drink and cuss and just do everything, You just live an unrighteous life and still going to make heaven your home. Mm-mm. The Bible said these people that are speaking lies, they're going to be stopped. They're going to be stopped. Jesus is coming. Judgment's coming. Oh, yes. Y'all say, oh, God is a God of love, Yes, he is, but he's a God of judgment, too. Judgment came. The flood came and washed people away. Was that not judgment, or what was that? He loved them, but they chose death, okay? Revelation 2 and 27 and 22 and 15, it's talking about lies, too. Can I enter into the kingdom of heaven? Y'all need to read it. Proverbs 19 and 5 talks about false witness not being unpunished. False witness, lying people. You're not going to be unpunished. You're not going to escape. False witnesses shall not be unpunished, y'all. Liars. He said a liar won't tear in the sight. Said a liar won't go make it into the kingdom of heaven. Y'all need to read y'all Bible. Oh, yes. Ask yourself, can you be con? Can you be con to be a liar? Can you be con to tell lies? Can you? Don't be a liar. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't be tricked by the company you keep. Come on now. Come on, give an account. Come on, we all gonna give an account. Come on, y'all. If you're lying on today, repent. Ask God, say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, forgive me. Oh, God, help me not to be a liar. Oh, God, because you said a liar won't tear in your sight. Oh, God, and I want to see you one day. Talk to him. Talk to him just like I'm talking to you. It's not no special way you can pray or you have to pray or whatever. God hears you. He just want to hear your voice. He already know you. He already know where you at and what you're doing and everything. But he asked Adam, where are thou? See, devil just want to try to get in my thought. Because, that's where the principalities and powers is in the air, atmosphere, spirit. That's why, everybody coming together because of what we see on the internet and what we hear and, everybody coming together, one world system, one world, government, one world religion, everything's just one world, Oh. But anyway, we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. We're saying if you're lying or a liar, stop. Stop lying. It's a dangerous thing to be a liar, y'all. It's a dangerous thing. Let's see what the Bible says, and then I'm going to close. Here we go in Revelation chapter 21 and verse, we're going to start at verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be their God, and they shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, people dealing in witchcraft, and that's what we see in the church today and all around, spell casting everywhere, and idolatry, and all liars, come on, we talking about lies today, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire. It sound like hell to me. Which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, y'all. Did you hear that? But the fearful, the unbelieving, come on, believe God's word, trust him. You can't make it except for you believe. You have to change your heart and change your mind and believe and trust God. It said, but the fearful, and the unbelieving and the abominable, which God hate, you know, all these things that, you know, he says abomination. You read it in the Bible. Look it up. All the things that God hate. And he hates the lying tongue. It said, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolatry and all lies shall have their what part in the lake which burneth with fire. That sounds like hell. I know people want to get rid of hell. They want to keep heaven. Everybody going to heaven. Live like the devil and going to heaven. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. You mean tell me people out here killing their parents and putting them in, and putting babies in the microwave and cutting people's head off and just murdering and eating people's flesh, and you're doing all this evil, but you're going to make it to heaven. No. There's a place for you. It's the same place where Satan is, and that's hell. And those that live righteously, according to this word, as close as you can to this word in righteousness, are pure, clean, living clean, and righteously, shall inherit heaven. Heaven will be your home, honey. Oh, yes. Everybody don't want to go to heaven because you keep listening to people. There's a strong delusion. If you think you're going to hell, I mean, going to heaven, doing in and everything, living like the devil. You just include in and everything in your life. Don't let Cotton Pierce fool you. He gone on now. He couldn't save himself either. You know, none of us can save ourselves, you know. But they left that spirit here saying you can do whatever you want to do and saying that hell don't exist no more. Who was he to change God's word? Take God's word out. We talked about that. You cannot add or take away from God's word. His word says if you don't live right, hell going to be your home. And if you live right, heaven will be your home. That's what God's word. And because we get mad, people talking about they got church hurt. And, you know, the church hurt me. And well, you get hurt on your job, you don't stop working. You get hurt in the grocery store. You get hurt in the street. But you don't, you still go in it. But when it comes to the church, we get hurt and you know, we just want to ruin God. You know, we're going to pay God back. We're going to, you know, we're going to defile his house. We're going to bring strange spirits in his house. We're going to do whatever we want to do in his house and you know, just mess up his house and bring all the things that's in the world in God's house. We're going to cuss and we're going to drink and we're going to sex it up and we're going to dance and do Soul Train and we're going to do the electric slide and we're going to do everything that defiles God's house. You know, just like when he brought them out of the out from Egypt, and Moses was going up to, you know, God was giving him the Ten Commandments to give to them, and before he could get back down, they gone right back. Talking about God done brought us out here to leave us, and you know, and to die. Why would he bring you out? He could have let you stay in there and die, but he brought you out, and he bring you out for a reason, not to go back in. When God set you free, he said, "He whom the Son set free, Son of Jesus Christ, is free indeed." Why would you go back if you was into drugs and you couldn't think and you was, you know, you was drinking and you was just doing all these bad things and God delivered you? Why in the world would you want to go back to the things that he delivered you from after you know what you went through in it and he brought you out of it, not to go back in it? Oh, come on. Try Jesus. Come on. If you're a backslider, come on back. Come on. Come on. Come on, running out of time. He said, redeem the time. Come on, make good use of your time. Come on, running out of time. Come on, today you hear his voice. Come on, tomorrow not promised to you. You know, the rest of the day is not promised to none of us. But while you're hearing him calling you and tugging at your heart, come on, running out of time. Oh, yes, things are changing all around you. You know, he said everything going down but his word, and you can see it. You know, places are going down. Businesses are going down. You know, everything going down. Your home going down. Everything going down. Mother against daughter. Father against son. Brother and sister not talk. Everything going down where used to be unity. Used to be together. Everything going apart. Everything going down but God's word. Financially, you know, people losing their houses and, you know, and some people can't afford the rent. You know, because everything is going down. But God's word, you're going to have to trust God. You have to stand on God's word. You have to call on him. You even the doctor, you can't even go to the doctor and feel like you're safe. They're killing people. I just saw an article on yesterday where a young man said a doctor came in and shot some
some medicine in his IV. You know? Oh, my God. Come on, y'all. You can't trust nobody but God. Trust the Lord, the one that made you, the one that know all about you, the one that gives life and takes life. Come on, trust him. Come on, we're running out of time. Redeem the time, for the days are evil. Stop lying. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. God bless you. We're here at the Ready Church. Just want to make a difference. Want to challenge you to think about what you're doing. Think about what you're doing. Pay attention to everything. Ignore nothing. Pay attention to everything. Ignore nothing. If he's showing you something, he's showing it to you for a reason. God wants you to see it. Come on, don't ignore it. People be in relationships, you see it all the time, and until something happened, and then everybody say, well, I saw it, and you know, they saw it, you know, and they was telling other people about it, but they did nothing, until somebody get hurt, you know? And it's the same thing with, you know, when you go to the police or whatever, they want to wait until somebody kill one another. Kill somebody, and then everybody knew about it, and they saw it, and, you know, you saw the signs, and, you know, and stuff, and God showing you the sign, tell you to get out, and you go back in. Some people go back in after God brought you out. I don't know what sign you looking for, because he's not coming down here, take your hand, and lead you out of nowhere. Pay attention to the sign. Signs of the time, Jesus is coming soon. We're here at the Ready Church, just want to make a difference. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over people's mind, body, and soul on today. I pray that you'll stir their hearts, stir their minds, oh God. You said redeem the time, for the days are evil. Oh God, they're certainly evil. But we know that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. And you say you never seen a righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. And we thank you on us today, oh God. We thank you for your angels that encamps all around about us, keeping us from seen and unseen danger. We thank you for supplying all our needs, making ways out of no ways. We thank you for our families on today. We pray that we'll be a light in the midst of darkness. Oh God, we pray for this America, oh God. We pray for this nation. Pray for leaders, oh God. You said pray for those in leadership. We pray for them on today, God. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is what? Still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. God bless you. Ready, church. Be ready.
I do things on my own, and sometimes I drift out all alone. Father, please keep me in your reach. Sometimes I do things my own way, and sometimes my heart begins to stray. Father, please keep me in your reach. Lord, I pray that you will stay, 'cause sometimes strength is hard to find, and sometimes I wanna run and hide. Father, please I beg you, please Before you leave this place tonight, I want you to remember the words that David said in Psalms 23. David offered up a prayer and he said this to the Lord. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I know that you are there. The valley of the shadow of death. Oh yeah, I'll fear no evil. I know that you are there, and I know I'll make mistakes. Lord, I pray that you will stay. Sometimes strength is hard to find, and sometimes I want to run and hide. Sometimes I lay down my weapons each day. Oh, sometimes my faith seems to escape. But Father, please. Oh, I cry as Father, please. Father, please. Keep us in your reach.